I kind of took the position that the bill was there for the Democrats in the Senate to sign, and they didn't sign it. And so here we are.
Now, one of the interesting local angles on this is that John Mica, the congressional representative from Winter Park, who chairs the U.S. House Transportation Committee, is at the center of this debate, and he's been sparring with Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia.
Yeah, who knew that John Mica had that in him? He last month, you were there as well as I when he was on the stage with Corrine Brown and Buddy Dyer, and it was this great bipartisan kumbaya moment over commuter rail or SunRail. And so now here we are, and he's in the midst of this squabble.
Why do you think Mica is doing this? He's known as being a fairly moderate Republican. Like you said, he has a history of crossing over the aisle on particular issues. So why this FAA issue? Would he be holding fast and, in a sense, at least on one side of it, holding things up?
Well, he's always been after the rural air program. He considers that a boondoggle, as do many. And he, back in February, his House committee passed new authorizing legislation for the FAA that would have done away with that union provision and would have done away with the rural air service. So he's been at this one for a while.
One of the main issues in this FAA bill that has been stalled is the cutback of federal funding for rural air service. And how did John Mica decide which airports were going to be cut of that service, Mike?
Well, there are 150 airports that get about $200 million. So it appears what he did was pick the 13 airports that are the worst offenders. And there are 10 of them where there is a bigger airport within 90 miles of this small rural airport, meaning somebody could just drive the 90 miles and save taxpayers, you know, the $1,000 in subsidies it takes to fly in that 90 miles. And he picked three airports where the per-person subsidy was over $1,000. For example, there's an airport in Ely, Nevada that it cost something like $3,500 per passenger and federal subsidies. And, you know, we could buy everybody there, you know, a 98 Corolla and have them drive to the airport and be ahead on that one.
What does he gain by making this a position to fight on?
I don't know what he gains. He certainly furthers the agenda of the Republican mantra of cutting pork spending and keeping unions down.
You know, President Obama has put out the idea of bringing Congress back from its recess to tackle this issue of funding the FAA. Do you think that's likely to happen?
I don't. I don't see the Republican House giving in on the essential air service, and they can make the argument. Look, here's the bill. Is all it does is cut a meager $16 million from the worst boondoggles in the rural air program, and is all you have to do is sign off on that, and the FAA will have its money again. So, in a way, it's a pretty clever maneuver that they've pulled off here.
Well, how long do you think this can go on for? Because already since the end of July, we've seen this situation with the FAA unfolding. How long do you think it's going to continue?
On and on. It's the Republicans had great success in not giving in on the debt limit, so I don't see them giving in on this, particularly when they can just push it as cutting, you know, this small amount from a very wasteful program.